Family, he's the Most High, holy and eternal, King of all kings, the only true wise and living God, the Almighty. Well, it's the Day of Atonement today, so happy Day of Atonement to you. So let's just come on briefly to talk about the Day of Atonement, what it is, to give a bit of background historically, and also to, I guess, connect some of our prayers really around this specific day. So the Day of Atonement is really the most, probably auspicious day really in the entire Hebrew calendar. It's probably the most important of all the days, essentially. And it has really is very full of meaning, prophetic significance, and just sheer, but has a lot of resonance really for our daily lives really today. So today really is the 10th of Tishrei, so the 10th day of the 7th month. So the Day of Atonement is otherwise known as Yom Kippur in the Hebrew. And prophetically, it signifies the Day of Judgment. So you'll notice really that on the actual cards we published on our website, publicizing today as the Day of Atonement, we actually use a scripture from Isaiah 22, verse 5, which actually speaks of the judgment. So Isaiah 22, verse 5 reads, "For it is a day of trouble and of treading down, and of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts, in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and of crying to the mountains." So we have, as you're aware, been looking at the spiritual mapping, really, in our Sabbath sessions, on our sister channel, also looking at our current day beast system, the Bible calls Mystery Babylon. She's called in the Old Testament Mehashal Hashbaz, which, as you recall, means quickly to the spoil, swiftly to the plunder. So that's the spiritual name of our present day beast system, according to what the Bible actually has to say. So we're aware that the word of God does actually explain that Yeshua in his return, which we commemorated on the Feast of Trumpets, which was 10 days previous to today, does actually explain how he's coming down to actually convene judgment in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat being, of course, or meaning Yahuwah will judge. So this Valley of Jehoshaphat is, well, one of the same place as the Valley of Vision. We've been looking briefly at this as well in our Sabbath sessions around looking at how the Word of God has actually explained that the world is in the wilderness, what Yahuwah describes as the wilderness, which is a spiritually desolate environment. So this particular scripture in Isaiah 22 actually speaks of that place, this mystery Babylon, the beast system in the wilderness, and of the judgment that Yahuwah will convene there in the end of days on the day of judgment. So we took a slightly different angle on this year's scripture, really, anchor scripture for today's feast, but actually taking a scripture based on the day of judgment as opposed to scriptures on repentance, which is normally the angle that we do approach our anchor scriptures for the Day of Atonement from. So this explains, of course, we all recall it's a day of trouble, of treading down, of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts. Because of course we know that when Yahuwah returns, or when Yeshua returns in his second coming, of course he's not coming with peace, he's coming with a sword. So Revelation 6 speaks of Yeshua's return, if you recall, and how, well, everybody, all the great men, everyone bond and free, all cries out for the rocks to fall on them, to hide them from the face of the Lamb who sits upon the throne. So this Lamb, who we all believe is very meek and very mild, also has some judgment as well. So Isaiah, and many don't think of many of the Old Testament prophets as being revelational prophets, but really they really were. I mean, most of the Old Testament prophets actually wrote of the end of days in a real sense. Because as we see, Isaiah wrote of the mystery Babylon beast system, which he actually was living at the time that it actually was actually birthed into the earth in his around his lifetime as well. And we've actually got into looking at all of the context around that. So they really were revelational prophets who had a lot of revelational insight. They were seers, of course, who saw into the end of days and how history will unfold, essentially, by revelation and by insight. So he speaks of the breaking down the walls and crying to the mountains, because, of course, as we saw in Revelation 6, that everyone cries for the rocks to fall upon them, to hide them from the Lamb. So here, Isaiah is actually corroborating that revelation of the Revelator John in saying here that yes, it's the day of crying to the mountains, or it will be for mankind. So a truly fearful time really is coming when Yahuwah has come to convene judgment. And also the other analogies as well to this day, spoken of in Joel 2 as well. And why is Yahuwah coming back in wrath? Well, there are other scriptures that corroborate this, and we may look in other sessions. So we see what Yahuwah has actually said about that, because he's actually explained that Yeshua was coming in wrath too. Well, because of the controversy that was done to Israel, to his people, to brown Israel in the earth. So we'll come perhaps in other sessions to look in a bit more detail at around those prophecies as well, to get more understanding. But today, as I say, we're actually here to actually convene a day of convocation, if you like, a holy gathering around the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement really should be really a day that's focused on prayer. So on this day, we are required to afflict our souls, which means no food, no water, for 24 hours, starting from sunset the previous day. So from sunset, the 9th of Tishrei, which yesterday was the 30th of October, to sunset to tonight, the 1st of October, sorry, the 30th of September, sorry. From sunset yesterday, the 30th of September, to sunset tonight, the 1st of October, is the Day of Atonement. So those familiar with our ministry will know we do normally do a 10-day run-up or 10-day program, really, in the lead-up to the Day of Atonement. We don't so much do a day this year, I must confess, but we'd actually publish a book as a breakdown of various prayers, kind of in 10 degrees, if you like, of repentance or preparation for the actual feast. And we actually published it as well, shortly be on sale. It's called The 10 Days of Cleansing, Preparing for the Day of Atonement Through Scripture and Prayer. So that will shortly be available on sale. You can actually purchase a copy and have a record of it for the next feast. It actually kind of breaks down the 10 steps is imploring me to come before Yahuwah on this most auspicious day. But giving a kind of breakdown understanding of what repentance is, because there's so many nuances to the whole concept of repentance. You have to recall that, well, Christianity itself really, its whole basis really, it is foundationally repentance. For that reason, Christianity itself is often called the Great Confession. So we've explained really that Yeshua, or that Yahuwah, in actually giving us these feast days, his whole purpose was really to anchor us in this whole, I guess, aspect of repentance. But it's so core really to our whole Christian experience and journey. Because we see really that the bar he was actually set quite high for us. We are required to walk, well, in the commandments, which we now understand to be this law of love. So first of all, our love of Yahuwah, the Lord our God, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. And then after that, loving our neighbor or loving others as we love ourselves. So it's a very, very high benchmark he's really set for us. And of course, to maintain that, it would require us to be, well, constantly recognizing our need for repenting or for repentance, really. I say there are so many nuances to it because, as we were explaining in the previous session we did, that was day six, one of the nuances of repentance is, I guess, reconciliation and restitution as well. So ideally, before you come on this day, if you've offended anyone, you should ideally go to see them, try to reconcile and make things right. Sometimes it's not always possible to do that. But you have to be assured that in your own heart, you kind of have made your heart as right as you can with others you may have offended as well. So that's a core aspect also of repentance as well, which many perhaps are not aware. And it's perhaps the most difficult aspect of repentance as well. Because often, and I've heard people actually say that sometimes some of the things they have done, the other person they're repenting to wasn't aware that they had done. But I actually heard of someone actually getting saved or becoming a Christian or a convert as a result of that. Someone coming to them to actually apologize for something they weren't even aware. So it can be a very, very powerful witness also for Yahuwah's sake. So anyway, so to kind of work from the beginning, what is the Day of Atonement historically? If you recall, after our forefathers came out of the first Egypt, many weeks and months later, if you recall, they actually erred in actually the sin of the worshipping the golden calf, if you recall. As a result, Moses had to go onto the mountain, up to the top of Mount Sinai, to intercede and to pray for the people. At the end of that 40 days when he actually came down, it's believed to be the actual 10th of Tishrei. And that was the actual day in which Aaron was commanded to go into the tabernacle, make an atonement for himself and also for the people, and then carry the actual blood into the holy place and beyond the veil into the holiest of holies and sprinkle it on the actual mercy seat to make an atonement for the people, if you recall. So it also signifies, I guess, a sacrifice that Yahuwah, sacrifice that Yeshua actually made for us also in his death on the cross. Because if you recall, there were two great sacrifices that Yeshua did actually make in his death on the cross for us. The lot for the Lord and also the scapegoat as well. Because if you recall, on the Day of Atonement, Aaron, this is all given in Leviticus 16, required to take select two of the sheep or goats and to cast lots really upon them. Or to just to determine which would be if that makes sense. So the goat upon which the lot for the Lord fell will be offered as a burnt sacrifice, as a burnt offering that will be killed. And the other goat or sheep on which the lot of the scapegoat fell will be the scapegoat. And onto that actual sacrifice, Aaron would actually proclaim perhaps the sins of the people. And then it'll be taken into a far place and abandoned in the middle of the wilderness, essentially in a nutshell. So, of course, the actual sacrifice that Yeshua actually made for us in being our Passover lamb, of Of course, we commemorate the Passover, which is the first of all the feasts that we commemorate at the start of the Hebrew year. And the second sacrifice that Yeshua actually made for us on the cross is atonement, the scapegoat, because of course, up to Christ, well, was ascribed all of the actual, the curse and all of the sort of slander and the reproach, really, of sin. In his sacrifice on the cross, because it's written that curses anyone who hangs on a tree. So that aspect of the sacrifice, the actual shame, the guilt, the kind of consequences of the sin were also met by Yeshua in his sacrifice on the cross. And that represented the scapegoat aspect of the sacrifice. So that's essentially what it's meaning. So, as I say, these days are meant very much just to anchor us in the whole aspect of repentance. And, well, all the feasts essentially really perform that function. They provide a point for introspection, for reflection. And to make sure we are vertically, correctly aligned to Yahuwah, in actually obeying his commandments, his instructions, and adhering to his commands. And they also serve a vertical or a horizontal alignment also, because they're also times we are actually required to actually connect in with our family members, those around us, with others as well, to ensure we're also correctly aligned to those, we're maintaining those relationships, maintaining those friendships, in the love of Yahuwah, essentially. And would that be heaven on the earth? People actually loved each other in accordance with how Yahuwah is actually prescribed. That would be absolutely wonderful. But of course, we don't live in a world where people think that's even important anymore, which is unfortunate. And it's hence the reason why Yahuwah said the perilous times come, essentially, in the latter days. Well, as I say, we're required to come before you who are on these days in an attitude of contrition, humility, and repentance to confess our sins. The day also served a significance as well in actually sealing us as well, because we're now coming to almost to the close of the year's feast, really. We have, well, just two more to go after today's feast, or four more if you include the actual the two additional feasts that are not part of the ones that Moses mandated, dedication and Purim. But essentially, it also serves a significance to also, in which we're kind of sealing our repentance, if you will, for another year. So we're committing ourselves to walk before Yahuwah, to be obedient to his commands for another year. And we're also sealing, I guess, all of the feasts we've had also for the current year, repentance work and the work we've done also as part of those feasts. So it also has that sort of significance as well, also to seal us also over for another year. So as I say, Christianity is often called the Great Confession. So on this day, we are required to, to be quite introspective, to look inwards really at our hearts, to examine ourselves, to question, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? And to really ask ourselves that question quite sincerely. So some may not, it can be difficult to do this because sometimes what we may have in our hearts may not be a pretty sight. But in recognition of these things really begins the cure. And it's because Yahuwah doesn't want us to be, well, scarred or destroyed by various things, because life in and of itself can be quite a heavy yoke, it can feel like at times, just in terms of the actual, well, there can be many offenses that will come, and Yeshua himself said, of course, woe into the world because of offenses, if you recall, because it must needs be that offenses will come, and if you're carrying the kind of load and the weight of these things, and you're maybe, well, not responding to them as well as you should be. So you're kind of utilizing them to kind of lash out at others. All that does really essentially is put another additional load back on your own head. Because of course we know that the world or the universe, the way that it's actually structured, is it will produce whatever you put out into it, essentially. So if you put out strife, whatever, that's what you'll reap, essentially. So it doesn't really help really to respond like that. And Yeshua is aware that if we kind of walk around with negative emotions, unconfessed sins, it becomes a heavy weight. It can really also start to break your body down as well over time. It can even make you sick. And even doctors have proven that the root of most sicknesses really is really just, can be a lot of psychological stress and just unforgiveness, really. So Yeshua, knowing that the body isn't really framed to actually carry those sorts of things, has deliberately instituted these days. But we kind of offload and we kind of repent of these things. We make a decision to go another way, really. Find a better and a higher way. If enough of us do that, then it kind of makes the world a much, much better place. It's us being the change we want to see, very, very much. But if we decline, then there's a risk that you just become toxic and just become just, well, the bane of everyone's existence. Because toxic people are not at all pleasant or easy to live or work around at all. And they're never wrong. So it can just be, well, not pleasant at all. So Yeshua, knowing all these things, really, has actually managed these days, a simple day may seem, for these purposes, so we can ensure we're in correct alignment and can move forward really with our lives with joy. You know, we'll be better and more productive and better off that way. So that was his design. So if you're not ready, haven't given your heart to Yahuwah, would you answer the call? You have nothing at all to lose, but everything to gain. So in terms of what sorts of prayers should we really be praying on this particular day? What are prayers of atonement? Well, first of all, as we say, praying for our forgiveness for our own sins. So looking really into our own lives. Looking at the things we do on a daily basis. Not only the things we do, but even perhaps the things we don't do. We sin of omission as well. And really considering these things and kind of itemizing them and really putting a finger firmly on them. Because when we start to recognize these things, we can make a decision to change and we can amend various things in our lives, because each and every day of our lives really is a gift. Time is a very, very precious and valuable gift. And the time we have really is time to make a difference. It's time to do something better or differently, essentially. It's a wonderful gift in that sense. So Yeshua is actually giving us a moment to be introspective, to consider our ways. And if something isn't working as well as it maybe could or should do, to make a determination to go another way, really. So we think about maybe how we're living, what we're doing, how we're thinking. Because often we're not very, very kind to ourselves. And it's been said that often we can be our own worst enemy, which I think is probably true. But looking at all of these things, really, and making decisions to amend, to change what we need to change, to be all we can be in God. Because he knows all that he put in us. And we're very valuable and very precious to him. And he has a purpose for every one of us. It's something every one of us said he was born to do, that only we alone can do. And so he's hoping for us, as he said, is that, beloved, I wish above all things you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So prosperity is very, very much Yahuwah's will for us as his children. So we start with the self, really, kind of turning inward to look, really, at how we're thinking, what we're doing, how we're living, and what we may need to change. But also when you're repenting, kind of where we see we've not been in alignment and done things correctly, or as well as we could or should have done, and making a determination to do better. So, which is our end that Yeshua? Krishna has a clean heart. We do a right spirit within us, essentially. Psalms 51, verse 10 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And as the psalmist said, cast us not away from your presence, neither take your Holy Spirit from us, and restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Okay, so let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come before you on this wonderful day of atonement. We thank you, God. This is an appointed time, a set time when you come to meet with us as your children. Lord, my God, we come before you, dear Father God. We avail ourselves to you, dear Father Jesus, desiring to walk in your ways and to hear your voice and to follow your instructions. We come before you with godly sorrow, Lord Jesus, for the things that we have not done correctly as we should. And we come, oh God, to repent, oh God, of our sins and ask you to be merciful to us as sinners, saved by your grace. We ask you to wash us, oh God, in your precious blood, to cleanse us from our sins and to purge us from all unrighteousness. We repent of things that we've done that are displeasing to you. Will you help us to be more pricked in our conscience, Lord Jesus, about the things that we know that are not in alignment with your will? We repent, oh God, of the things we've done, sins we've committed, and sins of omission, things that we haven't done, that we know you have required. We make a determination to do better. We ask you to forgive us and to help us to be all that you know we can and require us to be. We yield ourselves to you in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, so that's just a short message I wanted to just get out really on the Day of Atonement, just by way of finding some definition, understanding of what the actual day signifies and means. I hope you found it informative. And to God be the glory. Remember, family, you and I, we are the repairers of the breach. As per Isaiah 58:12, it's up to us. Hashtag, we will restore his paths.